Unmute yourself.
Unmute Wilson.
What are we on? 12?
Pretty sure it's got any more.
Madam Mayor, are we ready to commence?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I was probably going to suggest with the next item, Council may also wish to actually have that to the Executive Committee and the Business Association consider that item as well and report back to Council.
How do Councils feel about that?
I would support that.
Marie?
Yeah, I would support
okay.
that.
We're referring to move that as a recommendation, Councillor Adams?
No, the recording.
Yes, okay.
We're referring to Double 11, sorry, buddy.
Yes,
he knows.
Oh,
no,
I don't know.
12.
No, Double 11.
Double 11.
Watch
out for the
Do we wish to go back to the recommendation?
Gov 11. Yeah, but I'm putting forward the same recommendation for Gov 10 for Gov 11. If that's where confusion is coming in.
Yeah.
And let's be
moved
and seconded.
So that's that the executive and the North Midlands Business Association will discuss.
Yeah, and report back to council. Yeah.
Yes.
Councillor Calvert.
Oh, I just said I'm ready to vote. Councillor Calvert. Councillor Fox. Okay, I'm just a bit confused. We are looking at Gov 11 now.
Yes.
And Gov 11, is that where we promote the Northern Midlands in the next edition of the IF Locations Guide?
That's right, that's correct. And really the suggestion is there, well, the question is it a good way of spending money? The suggestion is actually for the Executive Committee to have a discussion with the Business Association and then make a report back to Council at the next meeting whether Council wishes to actually proceed down this path or perhaps redirect those funds elsewhere.
I didn't see any reference to the Business Association in that.
I've just raised that as a possible suggestion. So if Council doesn't want to accept that, they don't need to. Council can just make a decision whether they wish to do it or not. Definitely.
Councillor Davis.
I would be happy to vote on it as it stands. We have no information about what the circulation is, where it goes, who the target audiences are, any of those things. So I couldn't support the motion as it stands, but I would be happy to support the suggestion that the Executive Committee have another look at it and come back.
That's right. Yeah. That's what we move.
All right, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Anyone against? Carried. Gov 12, the Northern Midlands Business Association Pandemic Support Package. General Manager.
Madam Mayor, it is as presented. Again, here it's obviously, as you'd be aware, we've provided some funding up front. There is a need for a report to be considered. Perhaps this one as well, perhaps might be something that Council could consider, that perhaps there'd be a discussion between Council and the Board through the Executive. We have a month and a half to run for the first payment, which is the first $7,000, $7,500, and they will be seeking the additional funds. Perhaps with the knowledge of these other two items have been considered, that this perhaps form part of that package to work out exactly what sort of support is being provided and get some clarity around the outcomes that everybody's are expecting.
Councillor Polly.
I think this is a good initiative. There's a lot of businesses in our municipality in a lot of trouble. I think the expertise that they've been providing today from my report back that I've heard has been quite good, but I don't think it hurts having the executive as been suggested by the General Manager, having an ongoing discussion and then reporting back, because there is time that I would support in getting the additional money for future, providing that it all comes back in positive way.
So are you moving that, Councillor Colley?
Yeah, I'm happy to move that the General Minister suggested that the Executive go back and discuss on the progress. With the endorsement, but thus far, what I've heard, it's been positive.
Davis, are you
seconding?
I'll
second it, to get it on the table.
Councillor Davis. You've just muted yourself, Councillor Davis.
I don't even know how I did that. That was pretty impressive. I'm loath to provide money for further money if we haven't had the milestones met for the first one, so first tranche money, so I'd want to see that done. I'd also make a comment that until I came on the council, I'd never heard of the Northern Midlands Business Association, and I've run business in the area for quite some years, so we need to look at how, if we're going to keep channeling funds through this group, how we manage to get it more broadly known.
Councillor Brooks.
Yeah, I contacted these following businesses in the Longford Cressy area: JJ's Bakery, Annie's at Bredorwood, Sticky Boots at Longford, Banjo's at Longford, Rustic Bakehouse at Cressy, and the Longford Pizza House. Those six businesses, only one person was contacted by anyone from the business association regarding anything to do with the pandemic. So I say, are we getting value for money? Or are we getting select businesses that are getting contacts? Because those businesses there that I did contact are significant food eateries in Longford, Perth, Cressy, and the report does state that the person has been started calling businesses, commencing with eateries and accommodation. So I don't know what businesses they're calling, but they're not calling the ones that I've contacted anyway.
I do believe, Councillor Brooks, that there are quite a few businesses that have not registered with the Northern Midlands Business Association, even though that's been promoted, and in all the media, radio commentary that I've had of late, I've been trying to promote that. So we need to get out the news that they're there and they need to be negotiated with. Now, that's actually happening in the Courier at the moment.
I believe so. These businesses have been in Longford and Cressy for years. Some of them have been operating for 20 years there. So, you know, and I've never heard of the Business Association, let alone been contacted. They haven't got contacted now, so I very much doubt whether they're going to be. So are we going to keep pumping money into this organisation if they're not going to be helping the businesses that do actually need the help?
Yeah, also we've got to remember too that if the Business Association hasn't had their registration with their contact details, there's no way to contact them. But anyway, we'll move on. Councillor Davis.
Well, I keep coming back to the fact that we get stuck in one of those catch-22 things. If we don't know it's there, we can't register. So relying on the courier is not a valid thing. Relying on radio is not a valid thing, because most people don't read the courier. Most people don't listen to local radio. Particularly, we probably do now, well, I don't, but when we're home. So there's got to be a better way of finding out who the businesses are, whether it's letterbox drop, I don't know. But clearly, if we're going to put our resources into this group, as Councillor Brooks said, we've got to make sure we're getting the best bang for our buck. And back to what I said before about the previous items, we need to make sure that we're not disadvantaging people who are not part of that network.
Councillor Polly, would you like to sum up?
In summing up, I think that's why we want the General Manager to have a talk to them. That's why I moved the resolution. I agree with some of the comments that have been made, but generally a number of people that I've had contact with have had good advice from them. And I think these issues that we've raised tonight, the General Manager can raise these and the Executive when they have that discussion. I just, I can't understand why some of these business people have been heard of them. I know business people, those small business people, we think they're pretty busy, but I think that's an issue that they can be taken up. But I have to call refer out a couple of people because I'm all I can say is the outcome is good. So, you know, let's see what the general manager and the executive come back with.
Councillor Layman, and I'll put the recommendation.
Just quickly, I'd be interested to know what their process is when a new business starts up in the community, how they know it's there, how they approach, because I'm not sure that all that's happening or how it's happening, so I'll be keen to find that out. So, yeah, I think going through the executive might be the way of breaking that down, seeing where we're at.
You're right, Councillor Rules. So can I put that recommendation on those in favour? All right, go ahead.
I'd just like to know from Ms. Green the businesses that she actually has contacted, the food eateries in the Northern Midlands, just so, you know, we can clear it up from the goal list.
Well, Madam Mayor, not here, but there has been contact has been going on, and I can provide that advice at another time, perhaps email it out tomorrow, but haven't got it in front of me right at this time.
That would be good.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Gulf 13, municipal swimming pools. General Manager.
Well, Madam Mayor, I don't think I can add anything more than what's there. I'm happy to respond to questions. Councillor Goss sought some additional information today, which was emailed out. He asked a question about the actual gate and kiosk takings, and we have provided that. And those that haven't, I can read it out here if you wish, in regards to those monies that have actually been received by all those sites. Has everybody got that information?
Yes.
Councillor Polly?
For general discussion at the moment.
Are you moving to discuss?
Are you moving to discuss?
Can I have a second, though? Councillor Calvert, all those in favour? Against? Carried. Councillor Polly?
Right, the situation is this, that we have two swimming pools in the southern part of our municipality. We had one in the northern part of the municipality. If you live at Perth and you live at London, they don't have any. So people have got to go to Cressy, which I accept, and the people have accepted that. I just don't believe that we want to do things at Perth and advance Perth and the need in those areas, that we can afford to spend $1.1 million on upgrading Ross when you have just up the road a swimming pool at the high school. You know, historically it was built there about, I think, 60 or 70 years ago. I can understand that. I can also, when you look at about having a discussion with the community, I think we should have a discussion and we should be quite frank about it. But we cannot go on funding something that's not getting the use when you have one just up the road. You can provide, if need be, a bus to take people up there. We have to face this issue eventually. And certainly, they're spending $500,000. That's $500,000 we could spend on the Rubble River at Perth and so on. And the people of Perth and Longford, and even now, could justify to say, well, how do we spend the millions down there when they've already got two? Why not one? And I believe Cressy should be maintained and upgraded, Campbelltown. And, you know, I don't know that in this time, with the money we're not looking to increase in rates this year, you don't know how much more we're going to have to help into next year when you have the government saying that nationally we may not be able to waive the season to 2023. I just don't believe that we can commit ourselves for the money. It may be out of discussion just to allow things to drift on or come to a way to minimise what we can do to it. But I think we're going to have to face this eventually. You cannot justify spending $1.1 million on a swimming pool that has not got the use that it used to have. There's no school there anymore, and that money would be better spent on something else, and certainly on other areas. So that's, I just want to put that forward as a view that will be considered by Council.
I'll move the recommendation. That is and I don't know whether that probably is worded quite correctly. I'd probably like to see that the Council consult the Ross community on the future Ross swimming pool. I don't think we should be consulting whether renovations and things, but I think we should be consulting on the disposal of the Ross swimming pool. So.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Brooks.
And in moving that motion, I mean, I think Councillor Polly said most things that I would have said. Let's do one thing correct, and that is, you know, make the Campbelltown swimming pool the place and spend the money on that. $1.1 million on this swimming pool is just the start. You've got ongoing expenditure there every year. Sometimes they're saying that there are more lifesavers there than there are swimmers. So I just don't see that it's justified. And whilst we've got some challenges this year with the pandemic, having been on council for a number of years, there's always financial issues that we've got. It won't be the last. So I think we need to rationalise and do it correctly with both Christie and Campbelltown and cut that the Ross pool out.
Councillor Calvert.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think the proposal of Ross pool behind us just can't justify that. I'd like to see if the decision's made down the track to sell the Ross pool and surrounds, and the money for that that's received for that should go towards the completion of the village green Ross.
Yeah.
Because that's just sitting there. It's not a, you know, we need to get that finished. And I'd like to foreshadow down the track, probably not the time, but I'd like to see us consider making the Campbelltown pool an indoor pool. There's been some preliminary numbers done around that, but to me that would provide a facility. It would really enhance that sporting facility in Campbelltown. It would make it use of the 24/7 almost, you know, be a real benefit to the municipality that will realise.
That's a good idea. I think at least then
it's got a lot of merit, and you know, it makes the whole facility quite marketable, very marketable. But anyway, that's something to look at down the track. But I think the Ross people with something like that would actually be very receptive to that idea.
Madam Mayor, just need to make a further comment, and I don't know if all elected members received it. There was actually Wendy and Tim Dyer wrote to the council, and that's been distributed to all councillors. They're obviously very supportive of keeping the pool. They also made it quite clear in one of their paragraphs that they didn't support all the suggested expenditure. They indicated about the fundraising they do, and they considered it a very important site. So just need to make you aware that document was received.
I
had someone try and contact me during our workshop this afternoon from the district committee to talk about the pool as well. I haven't been able to get back to that person, so I think it's only just starting to build three now that it's on the agenda. And can I just also have some clarification? What's the current motion that we are, that's on the board? It's changed from someone
who's changed. The council consult with the Ross community.
No, it's just we'll have a different version.
The council consult with the Ross community on the disposal of the Ross swimming pool.
That's it. Yeah.
On the future.
No, not on the future. On the disposal.
I read the note that came from the representatives, and I must admit when I looked at the paper that came through to us with car parking and, you know, a million other things. Whilst in principle I think we'll end up going down the path of disposal, I would like to see a basic maintenance budget before we made that decision, just keeping the pool open and keeping it without leaks, basically, just so that we can say we've looked at other options. So to me it's not to consult with the object at this point of disposal, it's to consult with an expectation perhaps further down the track.
Pauline and Councillor Goss.
The thing that Councillor Calvert really hit the nail on top of the head, if you're going to spend the $1.1 million, you do to Rupert. And those people who wrote today, I read that letter, and it's a good letter, they could hop in their car and drive up and use it all the year round. At least that would be spending money more wisely and keeping them fit for the whole year. It's no different to the people of Longford that have to drive to Cressy, or the people of Perth who have to drive through Longford to Cressy. And what we don't have to have historically have one here, but it's not here. And I think what Councillor Calvert's saying, that that's probably good for discussion in the committee, they may have to say that. But at the end of the day, I went through closing their school as an MP, and it wasn't pleasant. At the end of the day, they lived with it. And I must say, at the end of the day, it didn't affect the community, got a better outcome by having the kids up to Campbell Town Union.
Councillor Goss, and then Councillor Kinnean, and we'll sum up.
Just through the general manager, thank you for those figures today. Gave us a really good idea about the money they got in last year, or the people through the gate. The only question was that it included the canteen takings. Could we maybe talk to the pool operators or the community groups, that could we get a breakdown of people actually, in the future this is, so there's not mixed up the gate takings. If we could get the entry people coming in, how much that is, and so we actually got a good idea, because they've got kiosks in there. We don't know if they want to add $200 of kiosk bills, or they add $5,000. We don't know. So I think it'd be a good idea if we had that data in the future, and hopefully that the only thing I can say about the pools, I just hope we can get them going again this year, this summer. I just hope we get back in the water. And because I do know what they bring to the communities, country communities, and hopefully that we can get our kids back in the water this year. So just hope that happens. Thank you.
Just for Councillor Davis' benefit, there was an extensive report done on this a few years ago, probably before your time, and the report showed there was going to be a need for a lot of work health and safety issues to be addressed in the future, and each one was $100,000 to $200,000, but that report should be kicking about. So it's not as if this is the first time it's come here. We have considered this over a number of years, and we did count and look at and advise the people there that we were looking at the usage of it. And I support, that we do improve the Campbelltown pool and have centres of excellence. If you lived anywhere near Launceston, you'd still have to go to Windmill Swimming Pool. There's not one on every corner there. And no different people could go from Ross to Campbelltown, the possibility in the future have a lot better facility there, than us trying to maintain an older pool at Ross. I think the land, if sold, or the land retained by council, could be used for other benefits for the council as well. So I personally recommend that we go to the community, but highlight them too, that we are going to look at disposal of it. So unless some benefactor comes aboard and wants to take over the running of it, etc., then or comes up with some other valid reason, then I see that it probably should go.
Okay, can I put that recommendation? So, Councillor Calvert.
Well, I just going to quickly say that the other thing, the big change of Ross is with demographics, the population in Ross, a lot older than, they're not, a swimming pool is not as relevant as it was, 20 years ago.
Can I just suggest we deal very gently with the community though, because they put it per capita much more effort into fundraising and maintaining their facility than any other group.
Fully support that. That's why I think we've got the trade-off's got to be that they get the benefit out of the sale, the price out of the net. We need to fix that for this group and finish it.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
One against? Councillor Lambert, two against? Okay. No motion's carried. So, you were my muted, sorry.
Sorry,
I was not with Lisa.
Four
questions. Okay, good. Okay, CND1, monthly report. General Manager.
As presented, Madam Mayor. Sorry, Madam Mayor, as presented?
Yes. Can I have a mover and a second of the report being
open? Councillor Goss, want to move, thank you.
I'll second.
Councillor Goss, Councillor Vivian. No questions? Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. CV2, the request to remove a hedge in, off Hobart Road, Melbourne. General Manager or Mr.
Godier. Thank you. So, yes, this is a request to remove a hedge along a private access road to three quarries. The reason for it is to allow widening of the road for safety reasons. The request came to Council earlier in the year, at which time Council wanted to defer it and view the hedge on a bus tour, which of course can't occur at the moment. So the proponent has provided a video of the hedge. That we should be able to show.
No, it
was on
the secure site.
Okay, it's on the secure site for councillors to review. Recommendation there is for removal.
So, Councillor Calvert?
I'll move the recommendation.
So, second. Councillor Goss, second.
Councillor Goss, seconding. Any discussion?
Yeah, I just can't ever support the removal of all the needs, so I don't think it's a bad.
Councillor Davis?
I wasn't aware of the fact that the video was up there, so I
haven't
seen
it.
So I can't vote even if I supported the removal of the hedge on something that we're supposed to see a video about, but we were supposed to know by osmosis.
No, sorry, there's an email sent out. Yeah.
When would you... Councillor Brooks is showing it now, if you wish to watch. Councillor Calvert.
Question, Mayor, before you go to Councillor Calvert. When was the email sent out?
Oh, Madam Mayor, we'd have to go back and check that. All I know, remember is that it was sent out. We'd have to go and check back the dates.
Yeah, certainly sent it.
Okay,
just to understand what Councillor Polly said, but there's very little law on interstate.
No, there's not.
And most of the hedge is actually on the landowner's side of the land. It's not, right on the fence on the boundary. It's not a sort of a wide hills type platform hedge as such.
Thanks, Mayor. Councillor Davis.
So, this reflects my lack of foreknowledge. Why was it made a condition of the development group?
So, there were two representations to that approval. One of them was concerned with visual impact, and that's why that was put... Well, the condition was that it not be removed without further approval from the General Manager. The General Manager's wanting to bring it to Council, so there was obviously some concern from representatives about visual impact, but it was worded such that they could get further approval.
And I note from watching the video, that's the only side of the road where the road can be widened because of the power poles.
Yes, correct.
Well, in answer to that, power poles can be removed and replaced. Hawthorn hedges currently, and people made representation at the time for visual impact, and I wonder if we're being invited to consult with those people who made the representation, having won their case at that meeting for approval, whether we're being back to those people and consult.
Councillor Lambert.
No, I'm waiting to get the answer to the Councillor Polly's question.
Yeah, so the concern was from a consultant for another quarry operator who was making the point that the environmental management plan that they put together didn't adequately, in his view, address visual impact. But no, we haven't been back to them on this matter.
Councillor Gannon.
Can the Hawthorn hedge be replanted, relocated?
If I'd say there's enough land for it to be replanted. It's a matter of getting that, it would have to be on as a condition on the permit, which means that the permit would have to be amended, which would then get sent to the representatives if it was amended.
Councillor
Goss.
Question. Mr. Godier, the representation came from another quarry owner,
yeah.
Not from a resident that lives beside it?
Correct. With regard to the hedge, it came from another quarry operator.
Does that quarry operator own the land which is adjacent to the hedge?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's not what the briefing paper says. It says that there were two representations received, one from Stornoway's and one from another person whose name I'm not going to attempt to pronounce, and that his representation included concern over visual impact of the quarry. So there were two, not just next door.
Yeah. So John Medici is a consultant for quarry operators, so he's written, you know, a number of quarry's plans. He's the one who said that this plan didn't adequately address visual impact.
And was it in his own right or on behalf of the client?
I haven't got that to hand, sorry.
Ms. Eager, can you let me know, are we discussing or have somebody heard? We've actually moved the motion.
I move the recommendation.
Yeah, there's a movement and a second.
Good. Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
Councillor Davis, Councillor Lambert, Councillor Polly, Councillor Adams and Councillor Gannon. So that's lost.
Sorry, Davis, Lambert, Polly, Adams and Gannon.
Councillor Davis, Councillor Lambert, Councillor Polly, Councillor Gannon and Councillor Adams. So that means that it's lost. So, General Manager, we need another motion that's positive.
We're not in the planning authority.
No.
We're in general
council. Right, okay, we'll move on to C&D 3, Canara Park proposal. General Manager.
Well, Madam Mayor, as presented, the report went up a number of months ago, particularly with regards to looking at the Paddy Park sort of suggestion, with regards to developing a playground and sport facility at that site, which has not been supported by the community through a survey at that time. When that was put up, council resolved that we seek further options, and the only other options is to consider whether we could still use the current site. But the suggestion is that council either consider taking over the full site. Obviously, state growth has come back with quite a large area. There's two large parcels there. But the suggestion would be if council was to go down that path, it would just be a piece big enough for a playground, and that piece would be close to the main road of Canara itself, to actually house a playground with car parking in the street if it was necessary to keep that site. Council obviously could still take the position that they wish the current playground to be left where it is. State Growth have been quite clear with me that they're looking at decommissioning that site and the removal of the playground.
Mayor, can I move the matter to be discussed?
Yes,
do
I have a second up?
I'll second.
Councillor Gideon, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Councillor Pollard.
In the time I've been on council, this is about the sixth time it's come up. What's happening here, if we take over that land, or any part of that land, the next thing is the pressure will come on for us to provide toilets for the general public. That puts a huge burden when we have toilets at Campbelltown, we have toilets at Upper Baker, we provide toilet facilities at Perth. As soon as we take control of that, that's what we'll be putting pressure on. Puts an added burden. So the whole point is that the government used to provide this, so they're now trying to push it up onto it. I would like to move that once again, as each council has done for 6 years, that we reject taking over any part of that land, and we look for another option, whether it be just one single toilet. After all, the bus stops up in the town itself for the school bus, not down there.
So the point is, if you're going to provide just a single unisex toilet in the town somewhere, surely we can overcome that and find another solution. But the last thing we ought to do is take control of that land, because what will ultimately happen is the pressure we're put on to spend possibly hundreds of thousands, keeping in mind how much it cost to upgrade the toilets recently at Campbelltown, as well as it was, and there's no business in the town. If there was a business in the town that wanted people to stop so they had more business customers coming, great. But other than that, we can finish up here with a situation of a very expensive outcome over a period of years, and that's what's going to happen. So therefore, I would formally move that we reject any proposition that involves taking over Canberra. Formally move.
Madam Mayor, we're just seeking some clear guidance from Council that perhaps that there be no further action with regard to this matter. I think that's where the boxes are coming from. We need to clearly advise
that. I'll amend the resolution and move that there be no further action taken on this matter. And that we can look to the light of toilet somewhere else in the town if the solution should be found.
Do I have
a
seconder for that? Councillor Brooks, any further discussion? Well, okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Anyone against? Carried. Court 1, the monthly financial statement. Ms. Brickwell.
Just as the report reads, I haven't got anything there to highlight except that we hope to have a draft budget to the next workshop for Council to consider.
I'm happy to move the report, and if I get a second, I'd like to ask
questions. I'll
second.
Councillor Polly. My question is to the officer is that just in February and March, because of the pandemic, there's been a really big increase in waste and waste transfer and that type of stuff. Is that going to have any impact on our budget, or if it continues, it's quite a substantial increase. I think they're in tonnes. I don't know what it is, but it's a really big sharp jump in February and March, and we haven't got April's figures there yet, so I assume it might be still climbing. Is that going to have any impact on our budget, and can we pay for that?
It will have a slight impact. There has been a surge in people going to the refuge site in the last couple of months, but I think it has started to slow down a little bit now, and we will notice a little bit of an increase there, and we'll cover that under the roads budget.
Councillor Ginnin.
So we're going to have, at the workshop, we'll have the parameters of the new budget then to decide what we're doing.
Yes, we'll have a draft budget for you at the next workshop.
I was just intrigued with Councillor Polly's issue that he's got with rubbish bins, something he's doing full time. But it wasn't a bad idea of Michael's to look at, the guy from Launceston, to look at units sharing a large rubbish bin. I wonder what difference that would make and whether you could get cooperation. A large one is what it would work out a lot cheaper than two people having two little ones.
Yeah. I did make note of that. I think it said 1,000 or 1,100 litre bins. So,
yeah.
Whether the trucks can pick them up, the one...
No, I'm saying just there's two bins we've got at the moment, isn't there? There's a small one
and
just a larger one.
Yeah.
I would have thought just the larger one would be large enough for a unit, two unit holders to share.
Oh, okay.
In lieu of the two smaller ones.
Yeah.
And that would work out a saving, I would thought. Only minor, but I thought that would halve the numbers of rubbish bins, which halves Councillor Polly's worries and concerns.
If you can get cooperation, but that's probably an option, unit development.
Yeah.
And we offer that on our rates notices?
Madam Mayor, there needs to be a bit more investigation.
No, I just need to look at that. I wasn't talking.
We need to look at that, and it's got to do also with the actual the scheme itself and the actual planning of the units, how they're built. So there's a bit of work to be done there, and I think there wasn't an issue matter that we talked to the GAT I think West Tama has taken that matter up through the gap as well to look at what the scheme can do in regards to particularly how rubbish is being disposed of through these units with the number of bins in the streets. And, that, and the suggested option there is something that they would be looking at, but I can confirm that with them, definitely.
Now, let me just the final say on this. If you've got 20 units, which there's a place in the and you go for a food, that's 60 bins outside the unit. That's a lot of new house that could be up for 21 if they go to a
house. Councillor Goss.
I just want to just reflect on something. Charles Councillor going to remind me when he talked about the Dillon's Knot. He talked about the cardboard is worth $180 a tonne. In like a bale form. I think at the Longford transfer station, there's no capacity to drop your cardboard into a storage area. I'm not sure if it's there. Maybe the council officers
could say
it's still there. I'm not sure if it still is.
Yeah.
Last time I was there, it wasn't there, but maybe it's only there.
I believe it's there.
Councillor Brooks.
Yeah, actually, to answer that, Richard, I went yesterday with a full load of cardboard, and they've got a skip in there, just all the cardboard, so, yeah, it is there.
Empty cards.
And it was free of charge as well to drop it off, it was all cardboard.
Are you going to be there, Councillor Brooks?
Would somebody like to move the recommendation?
We've got that, we just need that vote out there.
And to have that extra access, which we have fought for, I know petitions have gone to Parliament about it, it's not just what's written here, there has been a whole lot of community input around that. Imagine how easy it would be for a tourist to go zipping past Perth and then go opportunities for the businesses in Perth to value out from what they're doing just from the community, getting other people in there to support their businesses. So I would like to move a motion, because I notice there's not a motion here, and it's just been noted. I've two things. One, I'd like to get some comment from the works manager about the viability of this option, but two, I'd like to foreshadow a motion of investigating the possibility of the construction of a new link road into Perth, into Drummond Street, Perth.
So is there a seconder for that motion?
I'll second that.
Councillor Davis? Now,
I'd like to speak to it, ma'am.
Yes.
I'll make two comments. The first district committee were adamant when this happened that we needed to maintain that access road. I don't even know that it needs to be construction of a new link road, because up until a couple of weeks ago, that Drummond Street was two-way. So it's not necessarily a big deal. I'd also make the point, and pick up on Councillor Lambert's point, the markings on the new road at this we come to the Perth turn-off are absolutely confusing in that it's got the arrow of the two lanes to merge where the turn-off for Perth is. And I've done it two or three times, merged following the arrows and missed the turn-off. So we need to talk to State Growth about the markings on that road, because it is not, well, A, it's not safe, because a guy did it to me coming tonight, missed the turn-off, and because he followed the arrows and then cut straight across in front of me to get into the Perth turn-off, because he missed it. So it's not safe, it's not appropriate, and supporting Councillor Lambert, I'm not even sure that we need to actually construct something. We just need to take some barricades out and have a look at what we have there before.
Councillor
No, I think it's a bit more than taking barricades out, but I thought originally it pushed hard to have that in the existing plans, and they said, oh, it's a vast highway and therefore we can't have offshoots, whereas under the bridge to where the old road was, they've got it down to 80 kilometres an hour. I can't imagine being any faster than that, that you'd be allowed to go any faster under the bridge. So to get a connection to Drummond Street on the existing road, I don't believe it's hard, but I think the experts need to look at that and advise us accordingly whether it's a possibility and or it's very expensive, or it's a possibility and it's reasonably easy to do. Those councillors that were involved in this might remember that we had a guy called Rudy Hitting here who mentioned at the time, fellas, you've got to make a decision on that. If you're going to continue to pursue with the link road, then the highway probably project can stop. So we'll really put a little bit over the barrel when that came about. My biggest concern is that when this pandemic's over and we've got the boats going again, all the tourists from the coast will come that way. And the first touch they get to Perth is a roundabout at Esky there. And I guess it's just a mindset when you're a tourist like that. Do you look at going back in, or do you look at going forward into a town? You know, and so a lot of times I think they look at their maps and go, let's look at stopping at Epping or Campbelltown. Whereas if you had a Perth sign up along Illawarra Road, just through past Wamba type thing, that indicated a section there that you could continue to go into Perth that way and then come out, I think would be a winner. And even if it was an extra 50 cars a day that used it for purchasing something in Perth, you multiply that over the next 50 years, what those businesses in Perth will miss out on, and it can be colossal. The roundabout, to me, that was constructed at, down at Esky, I think it's very good. I imagine a lot different to that. I imagine it higher, so you had a better prospect of looking into Perth, but whereas now you've got to drive down and you're kind of driven towards the bridge. And I don't think until we get some really good advertising up there for Perth, we're not going to get people into Perth there as well. So I'd advocate that we do look at talking to the experts, powers to be, and is it possible to get that in one way, not two way, but a one way link road onto the existing old Illawarra Road and Drummond Street. And if it's a possibility, then we can pursue the powers to be further. But I think if we don't, I think the businesses of Perth particularly will miss out. I know I've got a development going on in Frederick Street in Perth, and I'm mucking around with something at the same time. It takes nearly forever to drive from one to the other now. If you, I don't know how you're going to cancel those, but if you travel from Longford to Perth and to the centre of Perth, it's miles further. Well, it might be miles further, but in time it feels miles longer as well. So I think there's a lot of close connections between Longford and Perth, and I feel some of those people are doing the extra K's to do it. Anyway, no harm in asking. No harm in asking for a report if it can be done.
Councillor Brooks.
If you live in Drummond Street, you can't go to the Espley roundabout and get back up onto the highway to come to Longford anymore. Is that correct? Because I haven't been that way for a while, but if you can still get from Drummond Street to the Espley roundabout,
yes,
and whip up onto the highway,
you can.
You're only talking 1 minute drive to that roundabout, so you wouldn't go to Gibbet Hill if you lived at Drummond Street to get back onto that highway. And if you lived at Northern Perth, you'd get back up on the Gibbet Hill roundabout and come along from that way. So I just can't see the common sense in spending millions of dollars on a link road to cut 30 seconds off your trip.
We're not necessarily talking about millions of dollars.
No.
And we're not talking about
inconvenience for the people living in Perth. We're also looking at how we can support the businesses of Perth to get more people into Perth to support those businesses, and in turn allow other people to go, oh, this is a great place to start a business. I might want to start a business here as well. So that's 49. And also considering the fact that along Drummond Street and possibly in other areas in West Perth, we're going to have huge amounts of growth. And being able to get in and out of Perth more conveniently for the future, we need to consider as well. So it's not just about convenience, but it's also lots of other factors as well.
Councillor
Calvert. I think the point you're missing is that when all that ground is developed on the southern side of Drummond Street, you know, they're going to want, like Drummond Street used to be, and I suspect they don't want to buy them. I reckon they want a nice, quiet, urban street. And, and I quite agree with what Councillor Brooks said. We would be talking about 30 or 40 seconds or a minute in just in extra time. So to say it takes forever, Councillor, you must be driving in reverse.
How long ago did you, Brooks, he said he's never been there. He hasn't been to Perth, so I don't have any numbers.
I was following a track that took the new road round, and I thought I'd drive through Perth to see by the time things get through Perth we pulled out basically at the same time on the northern end of Perth. So
yeah, the truck obviously not had lunch.
Councillor Polly.
I'm going to support the resolution for the sake of police testing the water. But I will point out to you, it's a national highway and there's the national government there, if I may have one question. I also point out to you that West Springfield and
Every Mine
only have two exits off the national highway. You can come through Hagley into West Springfield, but off the national highway, anything near that town ready too. And if you were to give this up, well, I'd support it for that reason. But it's going to be a Mount Everest to find, in my view.
Councillor Davis.
Not necessarily talking about interfering with the National Highway. What we're talking about is the opportunity for travellers to get out, but more importantly, for local traffic to run between Longford and Perth. It's not about time, it's about how we present the access to local businesses, and it's not being done well. And this is exactly what Kirby said 5 years ago.
Councillor Adams.
Thank you, Matt. I did certainly oppose the concepts of what was being done at Perth, what was being proposed. And I believe that it's the first time I went before the Public Works Committee, the Joint Committee of Legislative Council and the House of Assembly, and stated my case. I think it's the first time, and I heard what Councillor Polly said, but he's wrong, this is the first time that it's cut off two different communities. Councillor Ganinan said, Longford and Perth are very connected in family and sport, and even back, you know, I played sport at Cressy, against Perth, football and cricket. All those connections in family and sport has been divided by a highway. I thought that was a very poor social decision by the management of Rankin Roads. And it's the first time that they've cut off the neighbouring towns. Oakland was cut off, but it wasn't cut off from Barata and all those below it. Deloraine is connected to Meander and Chudley and those areas. So this decision was a very poor, badly designed process. I think it was an over-engineered process. I think it was said, here's the Commonwealth money, let's build a road to spend the money. That's how I see it, and I've said that. Nothing against the workforce and the contractors that build it, they have their job to do. But and I don't mind trying to have a look at whether there's an opportunity to have the rain. But I think it's unless it's a minor amount of money, to try and spend lots of money would not, I don't think, be acceptable.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation.
Councillor Goss.
Councillor Goss?
I was just going to go back. I think the first person asked for the works manager view, and I'd just like to hear the works manager's view before I voted out.
If you look at the underpass where it is now, when the road was being built, it was actually two lanes. It was two lanes at 60 kilometres an hour. To turn that back to two lanes, you've actually got to drop back to 60 kilometres an hour. There's not enough room there. It's actually only designed for one lane, that underpass. So to go back to two lanes, you've got to have a deceleration zone, and you've got to make that underpass bigger. So you're not going to fit it in that area there now.
So we're only looking at one option, not two.
But you've got to have a deceleration lane, so you just come under the underpass, and you've got to start sliding down the left-hand lane.
Right, and I'll pick them up. And that's the issue.
That's the issue. There's actually the underpass only ever designed to be one lane, as it is now. The two lanes was just while they've been built to do 60 kilometres an hour.
Okay.
Ms. Leisure, can you please read the recommendation?
That council investigates the possibility of the re-establishment of a link road from Longford into Drummond Street, Perth.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
Councillor Brooks, Councillor Calvert, Councillor Norris, Councillor Goss, against? How does that stand?
Carried. Sorry, where did I end up?
Voting for.
I was opposed. I supported the motion.
Public question and statement time. Do we have any questions or statements, Mr. General Manager?
No, Madam Mayor, they're aware of that.
And we have no planning items, so we'll move to the closing. Oh,
want to move me into closed, Councillor?
Yes, do I have a seconder?
Second.
Councillor Lambert, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.